I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Police are reporting a busy start to the Winter Guardian holiday crackdown. Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Police say their Winter Guardian holiday crackdown has already led to a sharp rise in arrests and traffic enforcement across Cayman, including over 15 on suspicion of drink driving, just under 10 in relation to robberies, and around 15 for drug-related offenses, along with an increase in speeding and expired registration tickets. As part of that wide operation, officers say two men from Georgetown, aged 42 and 46, were arrested at Smith's Cove on Friday after reports of a man going through unattended bags on the beach. Police say a search of the pair turned up a knife, ganja, and a substance believed to be cocaine, and both remain in custody on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon and multiple drug offenses. In a separate update, two West Bay men, aged 20 and 21, have now been formally charged over a Seven Mile Beach robbery targeting cruise visitors earlier this month, bringing to three the total number accused. Police say both face robbery, theft, and assault occasioning actual bodily harm, a charge used when an assault causes real but not life-threatening injury, while the 21-year-old is also charged with driving without insurance and with expired registration ahead of court dates later this month and in early January. The Winter Guardian operation runs through December with high-visibility patrols, roadblocks, and searches for wanted persons in communities and commercial areas. Officers are urging the public to report suspicious activity and reminding drivers not to drink and drive, to slow down, and to take extra care on the roads this holiday season. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
A Cayman Brac tradition is bringing smiles for the holiday season.
This is a tradition for us that commenced back in the mid-90s, in fact, 1994 to be exact, by my now deceased father, Roy Tibbetts. We as a family have continued to do that here in the Brac for the community over the years. And in recent years, we have made the decision to name the decoration site after my father, and now the site is actually called Roy's Christmas Village.
District Commissioner Mark Tibbetts says his family is excited to continue the tradition and share it with the community. Audio there courtesy of Ward Scott. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Jane Steele. A Russian general has been killed by an explosion in a car park in Moscow. Finil Zavarov was the head of operational training for the armed forces. Ukraine has previously targeted Russian officers using car bombs. Ukraine says Russian forces have intensified their attacks on the southern port city of Odessa. Kyiv said electricity had been cut for more than 120,000 people following the attacks. Denmark has warned the United States to respect its sovereignty after Donald Trump appointed a special envoy to Greenland. The US president has previously threatened to annex the Danish autonomous territory. Documents released by Australian police say the gunmen behind the mass shooting at a Jewish celebration on Bondi Beach planned the attack for months. Images allegedly show the pair undergoing firearms training and scoping out the area. Nearly 600 people have been arrested across 19 African countries in an Interpol operation to tackle cybercrime. Security officers say the operation also recovered $3 million. Thailand's foreign minister says the US-backed declaration to stop cross-border clashes with Cambodia was rushed through by White House officials in October so that President Trump could sign it. The two countries resumed the conflict earlier this month. Italy's competition authority has fined Apple more than $115 million for allegedly abusing its dominant position in the App Store. The US tech giant is accused of imposing a more restrictive privacy policy on developers of third-party mobile applications. Spain has held its world-famous Christmas lottery, known as El Gordo or the Fat One. This year's jackpot was won in the northern province of León, where the members of La Bañeza Football Club and other local people will share out more than $500,000 in prizes. BBC News.